Blog Talk Radio. Hey, welcome back.
All right, guys, welcome back to Reality Radio. We're here for another edition of the Real World Go Big, Go Home discussion. And we're just getting our question here. And,
what's up, Wyatt?
Oh, Andrew. Hey, Andrew. Did you bring yourself
on? I was on the switchboard, so yeah, I brought myself on. Okay. How you doing, Wyatt?
All right. I'm doing great, man.
You didn't see that coming, did you?
Huh?
You didn't see that coming, did you, huh? You're like, how did he bring himself on?
No, I was just watching episodes. That's why I'm so late right now. Because I didn't watch when it aired. So, I just watched it. Yeah, oh my gosh. Okay, so, I'm guessing Steph is going to come. He's coming in.
Yeah.
He'll bring himself. So we can just get it started since we're already running late. I think this was a pretty heavy two episodes, or at least like the first maybe. What's your take on? Well, let me just get your. Let's just break down the different situations that were going on. Okay.
I like the two episodes though, compared to the whole season. I mean, I know how you feel about this season. You're not really feeling the season that much, right?
No, not at all.
No, me neither. I feel like a lot of this stuff that's going on, and especially with the last episode, the first episode, and then the episode next week, just a bunch of petty BS, you know?
Yeah. It really is. And it's, like, just people are just becoming unlikable, I feel like. Like, I don't even know. There's really no one to even, like, root for in these little arguments. I don't care.
And it gets even worse on social media, too.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So that's why it's hard for me to, like, tune in, because there's no one to really like, you know? Like, no one they're the saving grace of the season. So, but I feel like this is on the episode 8. We brought we decided it was a good idea to bring on Dion's friends. I think that's how you know how crappy the season is. There was absolutely nothing happening except the same stupid arguments that, and she was like, okay, we have to do something. So they brought on Dion's friend and a new roommate. I don't know if the timing is right. Obviously, it's probably not, you know, probably didn't happen like it showed, but you could tell, like, they weren't too thrilled with the way things were going this season.
No.
And the ratings and the lack of social media interactions is really telling of that. Let's just talk about Amanda, please, and Morning Beer. What was your take on I think we do, because they were there the whole episode.
Oh my god!
It's like
Amanda, please, was like a nails on a chalkboard.
God,
like she was so annoying. I said this on Twitter. She was making Sylvia Skeleton, Alicia, her boss, look good, you know? Because Alicia was annoying last season on Skeletons, but not as annoying as Amanda, please.
Yeah, this is just like, I didn't get what, the corny lifestyle, it didn't seem like anything to me, but a bunch of young people just being drunken idiots. Which I think that's, you know, that's
pretty much.
You
that's
know.
A that's in a nutshell, right? So.
So I don't understand why they feel like this thing.
Morning beer was one of the dude's nicknames. Like, okay.
Yeah. And then okay, well.
You know who who they reminded me of a little bit? You remember from Rural New Orleans, the second one, when Ryan Leslie brought his brother and cousin in.
I don't remember that.
No.
I gotta go back and watch
I just actually watched that season like last year on Hulu. It was pretty. They were pretty hilarious. They were more hilarious than these guys.
Yeah, these people weren't hilarious. I feel like they thought they were. I feel like they thought that. Oh yeah, this is gonna be like so funny and so cool. That's why I feel.
I go back and forth on Dion. Like one week I like him, the next week I can't stand him. And this is one of the weeks I really didn't care for him. You know he's probably one of the locks for the challenge, right?
I don't think so.
I think so. I think he's probably going to be one of the regulars because the Bina Murray likes those net cases, you know. I mean, just look at Tony. I mean, Tony's the only one that's been on from Rural Skeletons and New Challenges, so.
That's because he accepted. But I don't think, well, Tony was different because he actually brought something. Dion is just like, he's like your average, like, there's nothing to him other than, like, I can't even, like, if you told me, like, tell me about Dion, I would say, like, okay, he slept with Kayla, and he hates her.
And he looks like Tarzan.
That is all I can think of, you know? So, it's just, there's, I would say Dylan has made probably would be more of a shoo-in than Dion at this point.
Yeah.
Just,
if season 29
because,
is the battle of the seasons, which I wouldn't mind if it was, I feel like Rural Go Big or Go Home would consist of Kayla, Jenna, if Jenna wants to go on, which I'm kind of unsure if she would do anything after this show because she had. It seems like she's had such a miserable experience to the point where she had to delete her Twitter. Dion and Dylan. So it'd be Kayla, Jenna, Dion, and Dylan, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could put CJ
probably.
In the mix. I don't know.
That'd probably be the best team. I would think. Like, Chris just needs to stay home. He doesn't need to be anywhere.
I wouldn't mind seeing Dion on a challenge, but I don't know if he'd want to do.
So yeah, the people we're not going to be seeing on challenges, thankfully, is Amanda Pleas and Morning Dooster, because they were annoying and they left after this episode, which I was very happy about. So I don't even want to go. I mean, her argument about whatever being called little was so stupid and just camera attention story, like so dumb. But what do you think about Kayla and her? Well, let's go back. Let's actually rewind this. Let's go back to when Jenna was talking to Amanda, and she said that she auditioned for the Real World because she was bored, which I can see that. I mean, we don't have the Real World isn't this like amazing platform anymore as it once was.
No.
And there's been so a variety of issues discussed. Like that's why I laugh when Chris thinks like he made this, you know, like this huge moment happen and for him, his little moment. And it's like, dude, calm it down. There's been so much covered on this show already. And it's like, for someone who just wants to just got bored and like went to an audition, I can see that totally happening. And like, I think she was probably the best casting decision of the season.
You think
so far everything?
You think she's the best casting decision
of the season? Yeah, everything that has happened this season has revolved around her, and I feel like if she wasn't on it, and they kind of brought in, like, I don't know, someone, like maybe they brought in Dylan and had like four guys and three girls, I feel like the season would have been nothing going on, but hookups.
Yeah, even though there's still nothing going on.
There's still nothing going on, but Jenna and Kayla, really. Everything that happened.
Yeah, I can co-sign on that. Jenna was definitely a good casting decision. Do I agree with everything she does? No, but she was definitely a good casting decision to bring on.
So what was your take, though, about, like, Dean's kind of just exploding on her? And what I feel like was unjustified and it was random and unnecessary.
It was very random. I mean, they brought it, as far as the editing goes, they brought it in out of nowhere. But
yeah, hey, sure, yeah.
But I don't get, and I mean, I kind of, I get and I don't get why people in the Real House want to know everybody's story. I mean,
mm-hmm.
we saw this, you remember back in Real, the Las Vegas when Leroy was like, to Adam Royer, like, what's your story, man? We don't know anything about you and stuff like that. Everybody wants to know what everybody's all about, and it came from Dean. I mean, I get why Dean was mad, because Jenna really doesn't disclose anything about herself, and she's like very guarded. And to be on a show like that, you gotta let your guard down at least a little bit, you know. Especially when you're in a city like Las Vegas.
Well, not really. When you're surrounded by people who don't like anything you're about, who disagree with everything you're for, and who take pleasure into saying how horrible you are because you think a different way. Like, I can see why she would let her guard up and keep her guard up.
Especially next week. She should definitely keep her guard up. But I get why the cast is kind of frustrated with her being like, oh, she doesn't give us a chance. She is so closed-minded in a way that she doesn't want people to get to know her. And after the whole situation with CJ later in the episode, I don't blame her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, Dean actually had a moment like that too. Like he was saying like so people in the house are saying like they know the least about him. So it's, you know, it's like I feel like I don't think you should be mandatory. It should be like a thing to just open up and say, hey, this is what I'm about, and this is what.
But
I'm
if they don't open up with. A couple seasons down the line, are you going to remember them if they don't do a challenge?
Yeah.
Like, do you remember anything? I'm trying to think of somebody from Explosion or Skeletons. Do you remember anything about, like, other than
the fact that Jason had a kid, it's not necessary, because we have people who open up, you know, like, know about Sabrina's situation and mom, right?
Yeah.
All right, in terms of, you know, people who open up, people who don't open up, who are you going to remember from this season, Sabrina or Jenna? You're going to remember Jenna. It has nothing to do with it. It has everything to do with just like...
If we didn't interview Sabrina, I would say Jenna. But because we interviewed Sabrina, I actually got a chance to speak with her, probably Sabrina. Oh. Yeah, but keeping the whole interview thing out, yeah. Had we not... If we weren't doing like a podcast, if we weren't talking about these people, I would say Jenna, yeah.
And I think if once you have a genuine connection with your roommates and things just kind of happen naturally, organically, then it happens. I don't think that you have to sit around a circle and just be like, okay, let's go around and let's, you know, tell everyone our story, our biggest secrets or whatever. That was really, I was really hoping Stefan would make it, I don't know what happened to him, but, why people say that, like, oh, Dean was just holding on so much, so he just kind of, you know, let it all out, but it didn't even fit, you know, like, with what's been going on,
no.
Like, throughout the entire season, even with Jenna and CJ, it didn't fit. Like, who cares why she decided to be on the road? Who cares? Who cares so much that she's not opening up,
right?
If you're not even really friends with her? You don't even, you know. I feel like I do kind of see where Kayla was saying when she was saying that Dean was very much, like, just trying to be, like, the crew. And he wasn't being himself.
Yeah.
Did you, like, agree with that?
To an extent, like, I see where Caleb's coming from. They don't really know the real Dean, other than with his whole divorce thing.
And is this Barney Dean the real Dean, though?
No. I don't even know if Carney Dion's the real Dion, to be honest.
I don't know. I just think, I don't know. This whole episode really, I was seeing a bunch of tweets about it, and so I saw that they were talking about these emotional moments between CJ and Dean. When I watched it,
yeah.
I was not feeling anything for either of them because I didn't get the seriousness of it. Maybe it's the editing, maybe we're not being shown something, but I did not get why was that such an intense moment. People are accusing you of saying that, hey, you need to stop being, you know, like this. You're being fake and things like that. Why did that cause
break down? And I know you'll probably agree with me on this, but I don't really get why cast members think they have to get into other people's business when it doesn't concern them. Like, CJ, I mean, I get she was trying to stick up for her friend Dean, but it had nothing to do with them.
And it wasn't even serious.
Dean and Kayla. And then she brings in Jenna for no reason.
Well, because we skipped over a part where, because remember Jenna talked to Dean and said that she felt threatened
That's
to
right.
yell there. Which, yeah, I forgot about that. She felt threatened, or I guess something happened in her past or something like that, so she didn't like it when he was just yelling at when she was talking with Amanda and all that stuff. Which I do think that was like her threat was heightened because he was black. I do think that. I don't think she's racist. I do think that she's just not familiar with. She just come from a place where she's used to people who look like her, and talk like her, and act like her, and think like her. So
did CJ and Dean like misinterpret how she was handling it? In your opinion?
I think that they're just tired of her.
They've been in the house for
episode,
what do you think, 2 months?
Probably on there.
Month and a half, maybe.
Episode, you know, you kind of see that CJ is just starting crap now and you know, for no reason. So I think that they're at this point, they are just kind of tired of her. So it doesn't matter how she says anything. If she doesn't, I feel like if she talks to them, everyone's going to be on high alert and it's ready to snap, no matter what she says. That's how from watching this show. Maybe it's the editing and we're not being shown. Obviously, we're not being shown everything. We never are, but that's why this.
Speaking of shown, next week, for some weird reason, after episode 10, it's the shit they should have shown. Which comes at a weird point in the season. But anyways, continue.
I'm not sure about this whole thing. I don't know. It's just, I would like to talk to Dean, but I don't know. From watching the episode, I can't put myself in their shoes at this point and say, oh yeah, I feel them, because I don't, especially not CJ. Like that freaking, like a.
Yeah, and then Seth
really,
is going all
like
over our reality radio account saying that she's the real cast member. Like, I get she's been through a lot and everything, and what she's and her telling her story is pretty cool, is pretty eye opening. But at the same time, the statements she makes toward Jenna and her going up to Dylan the next episode, being like, "Oh, Jenna's a racist, by the way, just to let you know." What part of that makes her the realest cast member? You know?
Yeah, it's. I think people just like people. Yeah, that too. I think people do associate that word with African American cast members. They think real, you know, like but the same as, you know, like
like
they associate
personally for you, Whit, you don't think
real.
Jenna's
they
nice.
Associate.
Yeah.
I don't. I do think that she's just really. She just doesn't. I feel like she just doesn't want to interact with people of different colors or people who are different than her.
She's very ignorant with the African American culture. She's very ignorant and misguided.
I think she's one of the realest cast members as well. But people wouldn't say that about her, though. People would not associate that word with her because they take that word as good and they take her as bad. And so when people say something like real, you know, you take it as, oh, yeah, this girl is just, you know, like, sees it. She's very real. She tells like it is. But really, she's just being, like,
petty.
Trouble, you know? It's just, like, very petty. Yeah, very petty.
It comes to head next week. I mean, finally, the thing that we've been seeing all over the trailer finally happens next week.
Yeah, I think I'm pretty sure it happens twice. I'm pretty sure they fight twice, which is going to be interesting that they let them stay in the house after a fight. Yeah. Because you know, at this point, if they gave either one of them a decision to kick the other out, they're going to be like deuces. Like at this point, it must have been a producer decision to decide to not kick someone out. So we'll see.
Yeah, we got about 8 minutes left, so let's get into the next episode.
I didn't finish that episode, but I will say that.
Do you like Dylan?
I think he's a good person for the show. Brought him in when they brought him in, because he's clearly someone who was meant to be on Genocide. You know, he was someone who was meant to be that, you know, that person who's really cool with everyone, but at the same time who's not gonna just, you know, jump on board against, you know, everyone hates Jenna thing. So I think that's what they want to do. They want to just stir up the pot and you know, add a different little thing in there, and they did that. I like that it gives her someone to talk to who isn't like judging her every word. So it's not like awkward, because sometimes I feel like when Jenna has conversations with people, it's very awkward. So
yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so I like that part of
I'm
it.
I wish they would have brought him in before the whole leak episode, because I think had he been in from the beginning, I think Jenna and Chris would actually be friends. I don't think Chris would have hated Jenna. Jenna say the same things that she said? I don't know, probably. But I don't think Chris would have leaked that information had Dylan been in the house. That's just my personal opinion, but...
Well, my personal opinion is that after the leak situation, Chris should have been kicked out of the house because he broke the contract, and Dylan should have been since then.
Yep.
I think that would have really changed some dynamics, the dynamics of the house. And it would have been
a
better season, because ever since that episode, I think Chris only had, his Mormon thing going on, and then he's been very non-existent. So, I mean, he hasn't added much. So I think that they could have handled that in a different way.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I like Dylan. He's cool. He's nothing for me to really hate on yet. So we'll see next week. And I don't know. That's kind of what's been going on. We have Dylan.
One day.
What'd you say?
They did their own version of Survivor for 24 hours.
Talking about the challenge?
Which was kind of lame, to be honest.
It really was. These challenges really aren't all that great, which, another reason
if they wanted to, they could have taken them to, like, go around Cambodia and let them live out there for 39 days, see how they feel.
Like, it's
guarantee
really
you about half of them would quit.
I think they should have started doing stuff like, look, if you can't do this, forget about if you want to, if whether or not you want to do this. Say everyone agrees that they want to do this certain task. They needed to start upping the difficulty level on these things. So, like, okay, you may want to stay in this house, but you have to be able to, like, do this right. You know, do you have something where they could really fail and they really, really want to be in the house, but if they can't do something, then they got to go home. Like they really need to
do
something where it's, like, make them fight for it. They're not fighting for
like
it.
Like, the mission would be, like, what if they did, like, a time mission where, oh, the slowest person will be going home. Like, a guaranteed somebody will be going home.
Where the what?
Where, say they do, like, a time thing where, oh, if you're the slowest, you're going home.
Like,
I don't think they would do that.
No, they would never
instead
do
of
that.
Going and being, like, the challenge, the slowest time goes into elimination. Instead of elimination round, you're going home. Sorry, no jungle.
Oh, my God. They need to do something, man. These salaries aren't giving me what I thought they were going to give me.
Honestly, I was concerned last season because last season didn't have a reunion, but I'm more concerned with this season because this season the ratings have been god-awful.
Yeah, I don't think we need a reunion.
The highest episode was the premiere, and it was 0.55. The challenge has even had, the ratings haven't been that good, but they've been a lot better. They've been better than this.
I don't think this show needs a reunion this season. They've given them several after shows. I don't think any much has really changed for them to talk about. It would just be like, it would just be another platform for the other people to just crap on Kayla and Jenna, which I don't think
pretty
would
much
be all they need to watch. I wouldn't want to watch
when that. All they do is just they do that on Twitter anyways.
Yeah, so we don't need to see people on TV again unless it's on a challenge.
Yeah.
I'm really not liking this season. But whatever. Was there anything else that happened in this episode that you want to talk about? I mean, we had the little. Did Jenna break up with Austin?
I don't think yet, but it's kind of.
Did Dylan? I know Dylan broke up with his girlfriend.
Uh-huh.
Jenna, which I thought was really weird.
I'm looking at Dean's Twitter right now, and somebody tweeted to Dion, can we have the Carney Clan every week on Go Big or Go Home? They bring tons of entertainment to legit people. What is that dude smoking?
No. We do not need that.
No, we don't.
All right, so I think we're good. Nothing really happened in the second episode. So.
Yeah. Hey, Dylan's a player, though. I mean, he made out with Kayla and Jenna, so. Hey, if he got it, like, in the last mission, flaunt it.
Yeah. I guess so.
So I can't hate on that.
He's got himself an Etsis for an Etsis 2. Or Etsis 3. That's good.
He's got two possible. Watch they bring both. They bring Kayla, Jenna, and Dion on Panda. I should know that wouldn't work. Never mind.
They bring Kayla and Dion, and then Jenna and Dylan on Etsis 3, and then and then for rivals.
Then TJ's like, Dylan, like, we all know you kissed Kayla, but your partner is Jenna.
There's several co-ed and same sex rivals that they can use. It's ridiculous.
I'm ready for the season to be over. I'm looking, as far as for, like, other MTV shows besides the challenge, I'm looking really looking forward to Are You the One coming up. It's premiering on my birthday, as a matter of fact, so I'm excited about that.
Good for you, Andrew. Good for you.
Season four?
I will watch it.
Yeah.
It looks like it's gonna be better than that. Hopefully it is better than last season. I hated season three. I could not stomach that season at all.
Yeah, I'm hoping. Like, I don't think any season and will end on this, because I don't want to get cut off. I hope season four will be better than season two, but I don't think anything will be better than the original.
No.
Because the original was the best season.
Season one was really good.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, so that's it for our Rural Go Big Go Home discussion. Thank you for tuning in. Follow our Twitter at the Reality Radio Pod and the Challenge MTV. Stefan, what's your Twitter handle?
Stefan's on the line.
I'm an Andrew. Andrew, what's your Twitter handle?
CSU grad at Kirk, and Stefan's is, let me look that up, Sanders CSS, right?
Yes. All right. Thank you guys for tuning in. We'll talk to you next week, I believe. Thanks. Bye, Andrew.